You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's the curator of the sounds, Julie Kane.
All week long, we've been playing you this very alarming sound.
You know, one day we decided to have a party where every rat fought another rat. I really thought it was going to be a one-time party, but then everybody's like, when's the next one?
He's done? All right, he's done. He's done.
Do you know what that was and where we recorded it? I know someone who does. KALW's Liza Veal brings us the story.
A back lot in West Oakland is packed in tight with punk rock bikers. It's an infestation of black leather. They're even on the neighboring roofs, all crowded in around a boxing ring. Two guys, one barefoot with long dreads, the other stocky with a buzz cut, go at each other. One backs the other against the ropes and pummels his face with boxing gloves. At one corner of the ring, an enormously tall man with the words East Bay Rats written across the back of his leather jacket douses one of the fighters in water and coaches him in a soothing voice.
You're catching him with a jab and you're nailing him, but he's also catching you with the jab.
My name's Trevor Latham. I'm the president of the East Bay Rats.
The East Bay Rats Motorcycle Club, a group of guys who pay membership dues to ride together, work on bikes, and throw parties. We're in the back lot of their Oakland clubhouse. And this is fight night. Anyone can get in the ring. They follow boxing regulations, so it's technically legal. But in truth, it gets dirtier than pro boxing. There's grappling, hits to the back of the head. The fighting started
way before that stupid movie.
Way before that stupid movie, Fight Club, you know, with Brad Pitt.
The first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club.
In the movie, they don't use gloves. Here, they do. And you may think that sanitizes the fight, but Latham says it's the opposite. In a bare-knuckle fight, your fists tend to give out before anyone actually gets knocked out. The gloves mean the hits are harder and go on longer. The fighter in our corner, the one with the buzz cut, pants between rounds. He's drenched in sweat. I ask him,
what hurts?
Nothing.
And how he's feeling.
Pure adrenaline.
Pure adrenaline. Trevor Latham says that's what the East Bay Rats are all about.
Motorcycles are dangerous, and they're the thing I love the most and the thing that I hate the most, you know. But I think that if I didn't have motorcycles, I would risk my life in another way to get the same amount of excitement. Some sort of demon chasing me, you know. And that, the thing that I'm talking about, that's what binds us as a club.
The club started in 1994.
We were just a group of friends riding bikes. We didn't exactly fit in with other bike clubs. We did things a little different. We had our own style. We had our own way. We were into like Mad Max style bikes. That's like rat bikes. Flat black, ugly, duct tape, held together with baling wire. We'd put all our money into just making it go faster and crashing it, and then zero money into chrome and paint.
Is a motorcycle club closer to a book club or a gang?
You know, if we were in Berkeley, we would be in jail. But in Oakland, we're freaking saints.
So it's just they have bigger fish.
Yeah.
Latham says some East Bay Rats may be doing some dirt, but the club isn't organized around a single money-making crime, which is his definition of a gang.
None of us make a dollar off of this. I also don't think for us, if any of us profit off of it would work.
I really should have asked if the bike club was closer to a book club, a gang, or a church.
We do a really good job of reining ourselves in and being a family for each other and understanding each other. And yeah, when people start going off the deep end, we can sheepdog them back a little bit.
Sheepdog them back, meaning they keep club members from going astray. Latham says that for a rat, burning off aggression in the ring is exactly the kind of salvation that might keep the rest of his life intact. This fight turned out to be one of the longest in Rat's history, 9 rounds. It didn't end in a knockout. It ended when one guy began to dry heave and gave up the fight. Once he'd pulled himself together, he and his opponent shook hands. Then they hugged. Then they sort of locked together, holding each other by the back of the head, smiling, deliriously, insanely, on an adrenaline trip that would suspend them above pain. At least for about 10 more minutes, Latham told me. Then they'd start to feel again.
We don't have judges.
For Cross Currents, I'm Liza Veal. This week, we've got something special for you. Our winner is here with us in the studio. Now, that's because when I called him this morning to tell him he won, he told me he was in town visiting from LA. He couldn't believe he got the sound right, and he was so excited. He wanted to come see us in person. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Okay, my name's Sean Bonfield. I'm a fireman in Los Angeles County, and I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. So you knew exactly what this was. Can you tell me, how did you know?
The East Bay Rats Motorcycle Club was doing a charitable event, if I recall. And although I didn't witness any of the boxing or any of the matches or anything like that, my buddy told me this is what they do. They have like a fight night or, rat versus rat fighting each other. And the next thing I know is like, okay, I put two and two together and I figured it out. And it was just, I think I got this one. So I was just like, okay, I'm calling in. By the way, I never call in. I don't do that.
Well, we are so glad you actually came and paid us a visit. And instead of sending you a t-shirt, we're just going to give you one because you're right here.
That's awesome. And I'll wear it with pride. And I'll tell you what, I'm very honored to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming. That was our winner today, Sean Bonfield, in person in the studio. And our favorite thing about Audiograph is getting to know our listeners. So do you have ideas for where we should record next? Give us a call, 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. I can't wait to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.